The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide.
And welcome
on WTMJ.
And here we go at 9:08. Rusty Melberg filling in for hosting duties this Saturday, but I know I am in capable hands when I have Rose Gray in studio with us. Good morning, Rose.
Rusty, it's our first time.
I know. I see you. I hear you on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. When I have the news duties as well, you're sitting right next to me, but now...
But 6 feet apart.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
We are doing our best with that still.
Well, and so this is going to be a very exciting half hour. For those of you who listened last week, you know, I let you know that we're going to have a guest today. And it is true. He is here. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only. Oh, almost fell off of his chair. Where is the studio camera when we need it? You have to see this. So with us today for a half an hour, and this is your chance to ask him any questions, because we all know he sort of faded into the sunset one day and we didn't get any chances to hear what was going on with Danny Clayton, but he's here, folks. And we're going to talk a little bit about our Norway, Scandinavia trip, but more importantly, hey, Danny, what's up?
Hey, everybody. It's so good to be back here on 620 WTMJ. And you said I faded away, and it's kind of funny. It ties into my heritage. That's the Norwegian way.
I'm not going to have a big farewell. I'm not going to have a send-off. Right. I'm just going to be gone.
Or it's what they call, isn't that the call also called the Irish goodbye?
Yes.
Where you just leave?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So anyway, I was on WTMJ on Saturday mornings for six amazing years, and I loved it. There is no thrill in the world for a broadcast kid like me to crack the mic on a 50,000-watt radio station, especially with one with the heritage of this. But Monday through Friday, I work at Annex Wealth Management, and it's a busy place. And I have a lot of responsibility, and it was just kind of getting to the point where I just wasn't able to recharge on weekends. Something had to go. So that's what it was. But I still listen. I listen every single weekend. I listen, to this show. But I'm just able to kind of do some other stuff. So that's kind of nice. But,
and I have to give kudos to Danny and Annex Welsh Management, because they let Fox come in there for a little 15-minute of time to do my commercials, because Danny is the consummate professional when it comes to even producing these things.
Well, Mr. Spano has built a very nice studio for us there at Annex Wealth Management. So anyway, this is always where the worlds collide. So, Rusty, good to see you too.
And it's good to see you back in studio as well. And a reminder, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. You can be a part of the program as well. And we already have a texter from Des Plaines, Illinois, saying, hi, Danny, we miss you.
Oh, thank you.
I think we'll get more of those, and I want you to read them all, Rusty.
I will do my best when it comes to that. So we're going to step aside real quick. We set the premise here, and we'll be back with more of the Travel Ready Show here on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ News, time 9:15. Rose Gray, Danny Clayton joining us in studio for today's program. And I know you two have your game plan all set to talk about what you want here, so I am just going to turn the mics over to you. And
good.
I can't wait to hear what we're going to hear.
Thanks.
As you know, it's been a while that we've been talking about this trip to Norway. Now, last year.
And
so that got dusted along with a lot of other people's. I'm there in July.
Yep.
I mean, I'm planning on it. I'm doing all of the research, the over research, looking up stuff about Oslo, looking up stuff about Bergen, looking up stuff about that entire route from Insight Vacations, because in my mind, we are going, and there are people that are booked with us.
Yep.
There is some room if people are interested. But we have to deal with the cards as they are, right?
Right. So about 10, 12 days ago, we hear from Insight, this is a go. We're moving forward. You know, we're letting you know, Fox World Travel, that this is still on our docket. Keep in mind, this is a customized trip. This trip was built just for Danny Clayton and Fox World Travel.
Well,
it was. And so we basically said, okay, great. We'll let everybody know. And very shortly thereafter, I'm talking 36 hours later, there was a change in the protocol that both Norway and Denmark have laid out. And so we're hoping that the government is correct when they say that these restrictions are going to be lifted on the 21st of April. And maybe Insight knows that. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're moving forward as if the trip is actually happening on July 6th.
I think we have to. I mean, I'm so itchy to do something. You must be in the middle of this all the time. Of course, you know, I write this stuff for Annex Wealth Management all the way through the week. You've seen what the TSA screenings are.
Right.
People are traveling.
Right.
Bookings are up.
Vaccines are up.
Well, there you go, right there. Rental cars are becoming in short supply. Airfares are starting to go up because the demand is now starting. Yeah, and it's going to affect supply.
Right. And so here's the thing. I certainly don't want to be Dr. Doom here, but I want to say this. If we have to make a decision, which we will make in time to let everybody know and have the opportunity to rethink this, will you and Mrs. Danny Clayton be able to come again in 2022?
If I'm alive.
Okay. All right. So that's really our message, is that we've become so good at, I hate this word, but I'm going to say it, pivoting. We've become so good at coming up with plan C and D and E and F because we have to.
I think it's fine. I think we should. I think that's how you have. Okay, if this doesn't happen, then what? Then what?
Yeah, exactly. Why did we pick Norway?
Well, I'm Norwegian.
Okay.
Right? Okay. My dad, Ole, is 100% Norwegian. In fact, he was first generation American. His father came over in 1916 from Norway at the age of 16, and they all homesteaded in Montana. So there were ranchers. My dad was born there, but then the Dust Bowl hit, they moved back to Norway. So then my dad and his family moved back again to the United States. So I've never been.
And that is, to me, what this whole thing was about. There is nothing more exciting than seeing somebody experience not only their heritage, but maybe something they've read about or dreamed about for years and years and years.
It's so funny because I've been on the Norway Reddit a lot, and I'm reading just about the characteristics of Norwegians, and it's like, this explains so much about my family. The thing about Norwegians, if you get on a bus with us, don't expect us to talk to you. They're very private people.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh my gosh, this makes sense.
But they're always listed as the happiest people in the world.
Well, sure.
Well, because they just have this culture
we pay a lot of taxes. And, you know, that's another discussion. But most everything is taken care of in that society.
Right. But it's going to be a great trip. And Danny, you can talk a little bit about it. I mean, you were going to see what you really wanted to see in Norway, and we added Denmark as a little perk.
Sure. Well, we fly into Oslo,
yep,
which is the big city there, and it's an extremely cosmopolitan city. I think a day and a half, day and a half there. We go across this, something plateau, but it looks like this amazing drive over to Bergen, which is the area where my family is closest to. Bergen is just this lovely city. I mean, it just, everything is so picturesque there. And then we start to move south. In fact, I think there's a boat trip that goes
That's
on for
true.
A while
and
through the fjords, and it's going to be a really great thing. We were sold out before COVID hit.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So there was demand for this.
And then we gave everybody the opportunity to either move to 21 or have their money back. And so at this point in time, I had every intention of Danny and I saying, you know, we still have a couple of seats left and all that kind of stuff. We are kind of in a holding pattern.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. But Insight Vacations, and I trust them. We trust them. They're a preferred partner for a reason.
You've spoken super highly of them forever.
We love them. They're telling us we're moving forward. We have everything secured for the trip. We've got the motor coaches. We've got the boat. We've got the hotels. All of that is staying in place. We're not canceling anything now.
Okay.
So that's my message to anybody.
My time is blocked at work. So PTO, baby.
And getting Danny to be able to leave. I mean, how many radio shows do you do?
Like, we do a bunch.
Yeah, like five or six or seven. So it's crazy that...
None as awesome as the one that airs this morning at 10 o'clock on WTMJ.
Shameless plug.
That's right.
But anyway, for those of you who either want to ask Danny a question, talk about the trip, or... any other thing that you have, give us a call, 855-616-1620.
And in fact, we're going to take a call real quick before we take a break here. Steve in North Lake joins us. What do you got to share with us, Steve?
So I did a Norwegian coastal voyage in 2019.
Right before COVID.
Also visited my homeland in Voss, Norway. We took a driving trip up there.
So you're Norwegian. So,
oh, yeah, very.
So everything Danny's saying is true.
Yeah, and I'm married to an Italian, so figure that out. So
Steve,
listen.
Steve, me too.
You know why Norwegians marry Italians? Because you need some excitement in your life.
Apparently.
Well, and flavor in our food.
Well, we got in trouble because we were talking about the food in Norway, and both you and I said, I don't know about the fish. And then, of course, we heard from a lot of other people. I'm really willing to try everything. But, yeah, right, Steve. A little sharp edges on the food isn't a bad idea.
So we did the Hurtigruten coastal voyage.
Oh, gorgeous.
Every day we had fresh fish from the region.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
But when we were done, the first thing we ate when we were in Oslo was a hamburger.
Of course it was.
So Oslo, pretty awesome city, right? I mean, it's a big city.
It's very metropolitan. You definitely want to walk the main square because it's very interesting, and you get an idea of all the different cultures. Bergen is a very, very small city, but it is very interesting. And, we actually wandered past the tourism. Well, there isn't much of a tourism area, but we went to one of the local restaurants and had local food. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Wonderful. And you just keep a good thought, a good Norwegian thought for us that this actually is going to happen on July 6th.
Yeah. We actually just finished the trip to Punta Cana, so that was our first trip since a year and a half ago.
Good for you. Way to keep traveling. And that went seamlessly as well?
Yeah, we went to Secrets Cap Cana.
Oh, gorgeous property.
Excellent service. Nice thing there. I guess they were only at 50% capacity, so we got a lot of attention.
Perfect.
I guess the only thing that disappoints me is the airline. American Airlines really didn't do much as far as, you know, accommodating for COVID. You know, even the sanitizing wipes, they didn't hand out till like half hour into the flight.
Ooh.
So, and there was no social distancing at the airport, you know, because it was packed.
Yeah. Yep. We're seeing over a million people through TSA every day. So we know that they can talk the talk, but it's pretty hard to keep those people separated at the airport in those cases. So,
good.
Well, thanks for calling in, Steve. I super appreciate it.
Steve, I'll see you at the next support group, okay?
Yeah.
so, Danny, there is out here in North Lake, there's St. Olaf Lutheran Church, and every year they do have a Norwegian cookie bake sale. So if you want some flavor of Norway,
hook me up.
They do it every year. It's as you would expect. It's okay cookies. The Italian ones are much better.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much for the call. We'll continue more
with
the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ News, time 9:27. Continuing on with Rose Gray and Danny Clayton, but we go back to the phones. Rose in Greendale joining us now. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. One Rose to another.
Yes. I love your show. Love. I miss Danny. So anyway, I have been to Norway, and when you guys were saying you were only spending like a day and a half or 2 days in Oslo, it was like I had to call in because I was like, Oslo is such a fabulous city. Number one, it is clean. It is so clean. I don't ever remember seeing a piece of litter. I mean, it's like Disney World. I think the citizens are just so trained. So that made it like just really special. And we were three sisters traveling together, not with a group, just by ourselves. And I never felt like threatened on the street, or that I, you know what I mean? Like you don't see like homeless people, or no one is, you know, and it's a big metropolitan city. You don't see that in Oslo.
So it's safe and clean. That's great.
I know. And of course, we went out at 3 o'clock in the morning closing the bars. You know, it could be a different story then. But and speaking of bars, when you want to have a cocktail, liquor is really expensive in restaurants. So when you land at the airport, like in Oslo, or you have to go through the duty-free area, which has a lot of liquor. So what we would do, we would buy a bottle of Absolut, and then we would have a cocktail or two in the hotel before we would go out to eat.
Rose knows how to pregame. That's pregaming. Good.
Yeah. It saves a ton of money. But and as far as like when you're walking around the streets and stuff like that, all the young people, I believe that English is the second language that they learn in school. So anyone who is younger has had English. And they are so happy to help you out, direct you, because they get to speak this other language that they don't get to speak all the time. Mm. So that was really, really cool. And the neat thing about Scandinavia, too, the city halls are the buildings of attraction. When you are in all, you know, Paris and Rome, it's all about the cathedrals. And it's not about that in Scandinavia. It's all about the city hall. And the city hall in Oslo was just spectacular. And it gives their history of, Norwegians are very proud of their resistance in World War II. So you get to hear that whole story. And if you get to the city hall, ask them how they got a king, because they did not have one. They were part of Denmark. And when they gained their independence, they got a king. So you got to go to the city hall and ask them how they got their king.
All right, Rose. Appreciate all this information.
Sweet. Wow. Wow. Well, thank you. The floodgates. Danny Clayton shows up. We just open the floodgates.
I mean, I think just people want to talk about travel. I mean, we're just so itchy. I just feel it. It's like, I think what's going to happen is we're starting to feel like, get out of my way, I want to do something, right? And so I just think that the demand is going to be enormous. But a pleasure being here. I got a scoot.
He's got a scoot,
right?
But thank you so much. Listen, this means so much to me. I know the listeners appreciated it. And we kept our promise. I said I had a special guest, and he showed up.
Everybody, so. I miss you guys. I needed to give something up, and it was the weekend gig, which I really love being on WTMJ. It's 9:31. May I do this?
Oh, of course.
9:31. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. Time for the time to get updated. Let's head to the WTMJ Breaking News Center and Rusty Melberg.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Siding Unlimited WTMJ News. Time is 9:36. Continuing on here on this Saturday morning. Rose, let's get something cleared up first.
Okay.
Texter at the 414 said English is a mandatory course starting in third grade in Norway. So, yes, second language, very important.
Yeah,
there.
Again, it just makes the Americans feel terrible, because we all should have a second language. And many of you do. I will get calls and texts saying, wait a minute, I speak fluent Spanish. But it's something that we need to work more on, I think, in our education system.
I think that's a good way to put it. And you can be a part of the show, too, AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line 855-616-1620. Got a question about travel? We'll do our best to answer it for you. And do want to clear up with the Norway trip. I know being on the air recently, talked about how things were looking to be possibly different between Europe and the Scandinavian countries when it comes to COVID restrictions. Question from the 262 area code. Are the Scandinavian countries following suit with other European countries in tightening up COVID restrictions?
Yes. And so that's exactly what happened. It looked like things were going to loosen up.
Mm-hmm.
We got that information from our friends at Insight Vacations. We made the announcement that we're moving forward, but that hasn't changed. Just because the restrictions have become a little more tightened up, we're still moving forward as if this trip is happening per our good partners at Insight Vacations. And of course, it's our goal to let these travelers that are already booked on this trip know as soon as we know what's happening for certain. But if we learned anything in the last year plus, we know that nothing is certain. And so, you know, if there's a variant or if there is a rise in numbers or any of those kinds of things, anything can happen. And we need to be flexible and ready to pivot if we have to. So at this point in time, Insight Vacations is telling us move forward as if this is operating. And so that's what we're doing.
All right.
Because we've got to have something to look forward to, Rusty.
Yes.
We'll go crazy.
Yes. Yes. The itch is starting to get a little tougher to scratch,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly. So that's basically it. Yep, things have tightened up a little bit, but we have some information that says that the Norwegian government is looking to loosen that back up again on the 21st of April. I'll know more soon thereafter. And Danny and his wife are being so incredibly great about offering to move to the next year, if that's in fact what ends up happening, that we'll do it again.
Well, I want to touch on another text message here from the 262 area code. Planning our family cruise for the third time.
Whoa.
I'm leaving Miami the second week in August with three kids 10 and under. So what are the chances of cruises leaving Miami? And with the vaccine requirements, will children be banned from cruises? I know the cruise industry is itching to go as well, and there's a lot of flux going on with that.
There is so much going on with that. Right now, the governor of Florida is suing the CDC, saying that you can't prevent us from operating our businesses any longer. The cruise lines have done things to stay viable and stay functioning in that they're going to start sailing out of different countries. They're sailing out of St. Martin. They're sailing out of the Bahamas. They're sailing out of Greece. We don't know what that's going to look like. We in the travel industry are kind of taking a wait-and-see approach as to how that is going to look. But that appears to be the only way, if the CDC doesn't lighten up on their restrictions, that the cruise ships that sail out of American ports are going to be able to do so. And so right now we know that NCL went to the CDC and said, your condition for sailing document is too difficult for us to function within. We've done everything. You've still not given us approval. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a new restriction that everybody has to have a vaccine. The end. And so that would ban kids. Yeah, that absolutely would ban kids. So that's not a good thing either. So the August date from the texter is what is making me hesitant to say, oh, yeah, I feel very comfortable that that's going to happen, because we're really in that wait and see. I feel really good about fall, but that's early August, and I'm a little bit concerned about that particular date.
Keep the texts and the calls coming. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line 855-616-1620. Rose Gregg continues to be our guest here on Fox World Travel Show, which continues here on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gregg on WTMJ.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ News Time, 9:44. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Got a travel question? Rose Gray will help you out with the answers. So let's get back to our text line. We've got one from the 414 area code, Rose. Any recommendations for all-inclusives in Cancun? Now, they're preferably looking for restaurant-type dining and mostly staying on-site. Looking to head out October this year.
Okay, so we're going to assume that we're talking about adults, because when they're saying they're looking for good restaurants, typically that's not including kids, because chicken fingers doesn't count as fine dining. So I am going to rely on one of the properties that I have talked about many times, which is El Dorado Royale and El Dorado Casitas Royale. This property is part of the Charisma family, and the Charisma resorts are gourmet inclusive. So they are very high on great food experiences. at this particular resort, they have a hydroponic gardening system.
Ooh.
That is so amazing that I think on Thursday afternoons, they actually do a tour of the hydroponic garden. It has taken off over the years so well that many of the resorts in this area do get their vegetables from this particular resort because they are organically grown and hydroponically grown.
Now,
so
that is fascinating.
It is. And the other thing about the El Dorado is they've partnered with great wineries. It has been known for many years that the wine in Mexico wasn't great. That's not the case anymore. So much so that there's actually even a winery associated with the Charisma Resorts in northwestern Mexico. So they know about good wine. There is a just to follow on this theme, there is a restaurant at the El Dorado which is called Fuentes, and it is a show cooking restaurant.
Okay.
You need to have a reservation to go. And then you can buy a wine flight to pair with the 5-course dinner that you have. And yes, indeed, it's just exactly what it sounds like. There is a chef standing up front with cameras all over the place and big screens all over the restaurant so you can see what's going on as the chef is preparing the 5 courses that you're going to enjoy. So Fuentes is one of my most favorite things to do when I'm at El Dorado. So El Dorado Royale, El Dorado Casitas, which is the next step up, which is on the same property. It's a Charisma resort. It is a gourmet inclusive resort. Every single one of our travel advisors at Fox Rolls Travels knows about this particular resort, and you can reach them at 866-GO-FOX-GO right now. They're there from 9 to 3.
All right. Well, let's take another texter here from the 414 area code. Looking ahead to 2022, Rose, do you anticipate a 3-island Hawaiian trip?
Hope so. We sold out. How do you find these things out, one might ask? You go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. At the very top, you're going to see travel. You will see vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives. Those are our 3 branches at Fox World Travel. Underneath vacation travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations. Our 2022 Hawaii trip, which is a 4-island trip called Grand Hawaii, sold out so incredibly quickly that there's every possibility they may put together a 3-island as well. If they don't, I know they will do one for 2023 because it was so successful in previous years.
Sounds great, Rose. Acunet Mortgage, talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Got a question about travel? We will answer it for you here on the program, which continues here next on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Citing Unlimited WTMJ News, time 9:51. Continuing on with the program, and you can still get in your text or call at 855-616-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line. Be happy to help you out with your travel plans. Rose, let's talk Antarctica.
Okay.
Why? Okay, first things first. Why Antarctica?
Well, it's the 7th continent on my list. I have to cross it off. And so that seems weird, I know, but I've wanted to go for a really long time. This trip has actually been in the works, Rusty, for 3+ years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. I needed it to be the perfect trip. I needed it to be as affordable as possible because Antarctica is just incredibly expensive.
I'm sure it's a long ways away.
It's a long way away. The other thing that just intrigues me about Antarctica is the fact that nobody owns it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some countries that have interests in it, but nobody owns this crazy continent. And so we're actually going to make it happen. We're doing this January 17th of 2022. We have more than half of the spots already filled. If you want more information, do just what I mentioned in the previous segment, foxworldtravel.com. Under travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations. Now, very soon, very, very soon, the 2022 trips are going to be out there. So you're seeing Europe guided land tours coming soon, European river cruises coming soon. So we're going to have those up very, very soon. But in Alaska very, very soon. But what we're also, you know, excited about is the fact that we've got some things in the works already. And I believe in my heart of hearts that this trip is actually going to happen. And so for those of you who are interested, you need to scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page where you will find exotic destinations. There are two great trips there. Mine, which is Voyage to Antarctica, and Colleen Allsburg is doing Splendors of Egypt. And so that's happening in October of 22. I had the good fortune in 2018, of going to Egypt, and it was life-changing as far as that goes. Hopefully, by the time this group travels in October of 2022, the new museum will finally be open, because in true Egyptian way, this has been a stalled-out project for an awful long time. But it's happening now. So two really great trips for those of you who just have to have something to look forward to and want to push it out into 2022, that those two trips are happening, exotic destinations. And then keep looking at that website, because we're adding things all the time, and we're going to be adding things really soon.
Texter from the 262 area code noting that about a month prior to your Antarctica cruise, there's a total solar eclipse cruise that's still scheduled, hopefully operating.
See, there you go. So,
and I know that they have the southern lights. We talk about the northern lights up here because we're in the northern hemisphere,
right?
But it's the same thing in the southern hemisphere. I would think on your Antarctica trip, you are going to have those aurora borealis.
And we're going at a great, great time. We picked it, like I said, this has been in the works for over 3 years. We picked it because it is their summer, but it's the time when we're still going to be, lots of penguins are going to be around. So we're going to see that, some humpbacks, some crab eaters, some leopard and fur seals. So we've got a lot. For those people who just love, love, love wildlife, this is probably the trip of a lifetime. So
another texter from the 715 area code. Going back to Europe, they're asking how things are looking for late summer, August or September, and maybe just in general, what are the most restrictive countries right now when it comes to those COVID containment?
Well, the UK has just clamped down again, and we know what. I'm watching this for my daughter and son-in-law, because they were scheduled to go see their friends in the UK in May and then have gone ahead and changed their airline reservations to August. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed that that actually happens. We're in that kind of no man's land, that gray area. When you come to middle of August through middle of September, I think is when we're going to see things starting to open up. But again, if only I could look into my crystal ball and be sure that there isn't going to be a resurgence of numbers, and that there's not going to be a new variant that we have to worry about, and those kinds of things. And that's what we watch, and that's what we are always on the lookout for.
Absolutely. Well, I want to ask about Canada.
Yes.
I know things have been pretty clamped down when it comes to just everyday travel between our neighbors to the north here, doing with the border control there and trying to do all that. How are things looking for any trips through Canada?
Right now, I'm not real hopeful for the summer. What we're seeing is Canada's vaccination rate isn't anywhere near what it is in the United States. And so we need them to get to herd immunity or a higher level of vaccinated citizens, I'm sure, before they open this up. I just do not believe in my heart of hearts that that's moving very quickly. I have a reliable source, Rusty. My sister lives in British Columbia.
Okay.
And so she's desperately trying to get to the U.S. to see my mother. And that may happen. I'm not sure. But the quarantine situation is still happening. And I just don't feel comfortable for at least the summer. You know, and that's too bad, because their summers are gorgeous. The whole, you know, Canadian Rockies and Banff and Lake Louise and all of that kind of thing is probably on hold for us for another year.
I know. My wife and I did a car trip around the Great Lakes side a couple years back here. But We're very interested in doing a train trip out west towards the Canadian Rockies.
And,
if we can
and it'll happen. It will happen. And it's just a matter of everybody's got to be on the same page. And we're pretty far apart right now as far as Canada and the U.S. are concerned.
Well, hopefully things will start to bridge together soon.
We can only hope. And that's what you use a travel advisor for, so that you are not one of those people that I thought I read this or I thought I saw this. I'm relying on my travel advisor to give me the most up-to-date information so that I don't make a big mistake when I book my travel plans.
And where can people get that up-to-date information,
All right, a couple
Rose.
Different ways. 866-GO-FOX. Go 9 to 3 on Saturdays, 9 to 6 during the week. And then also our website is changing daily almost. So make sure that you check that out. There's COVID information. There's group travel information. Some of you might be starting to think about what your company's business travel might look like and not real happy about the way that it was managed and looking for somebody new to do that. So we can help you with that as well.
Rose, we've got another hour done here.
I know. You know what? Dayton always says it's the fastest hour in radio, and it really and truly is. Thanks to Danny Clayton for taking the time. We really appreciate it. And Rusty, was great working with you.
Yes. We'll have to do it again sometime in the future.
Let's do it.
And we'll have an update with the news coming up next here on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.